Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting second. The second baseman, Joel Youngblood. Batting third. The center fielder, Chili Davis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeffrey Leonard. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dave Bergman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tom O'Malley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Andy McGaffigan. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Andy McGaffigan. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Gary Woods. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Leon Durham. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Scott Thompson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve Lake. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Miskot. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Miskot. And now, play ball. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thompson. LeMaster reaches second base with a double. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. LeMaster moves to third. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. LeMaster scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Lake to Bowa covering second. The throw back to home, and Davis is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a fly ball towards left. Leonard settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Leonard. Sandberg moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sandberg scores. Buckner moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Giants, 1, Cubs, 1. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham strikes out. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley takes first base on ball 4. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bauer for the out. Two outs. Steve Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a pop-up towards third. O'Malley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Andy McGaffigan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGaffigan strikes out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. LeMaster hits a pop-up towards short. Bauer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-1 in the game. Youngblood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Maskaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maskaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sandberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sandberg. The throw from May and he is out, LeMaster applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark strikes out. Two outs. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Leonard hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Woods settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-1 in the game. Say hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-1 in the game. Lake hits a line drive off the glove of O'Malley, and into shallow left field. Lake reaches second base with a double. Bauer moves to third. Paul Mescal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mescal is 0-for-1 in the game. Mescal hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bergman hits a pop-up towards third. Say settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. O'Malley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg misplays the ball. That's an error on Sandberg. Champ Summers pinch hits for Andy McGaffigan. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May moves to second. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mescal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Barr now pitching. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-2 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sandberg bunts between the mound and first base. Barr scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sandberg for the out. Woods moves to second. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Durham is walked intentionally. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-2 in the game. Say hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Campbell now pitching. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-2 in the game. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. LeMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off bar, and towards Youngblood, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leonard hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Campbell covering, for the out. Two outs. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. O'Malley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Campbell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. One out. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Woods hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper pinch hits for Jim Barr. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. LeMaster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kuiper moves to second. Lee Smith now pitching. Max Vanabil pinch hits for Joel Youngblood. Max Vanabil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vanabil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to third for the out. LeMaster moves to second. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Dwayne Kuiper now playing second base. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-3 in the game. Say hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Say moves to second. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a dribbler in front of the plate. May interferes with Bauer, who is awarded first base. Say moves to third. Thompson moves to second. Wayne Nordhagen pinch hits for Steve Lake. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Say scores. Thompson scores. Bauer moves to third. It's 5-1, Cubs. Lee Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Woods now playing center field. Jay Johnstone now playing right field. Jody Davis now catching. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark strikes out. One out. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Leonard strikes out. Two outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0 for 3 in the game. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and San Francisco Giants, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.